My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running, motivated. He inspires us and motivates us every day, and we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, 10-10.
Yes, it's 10-10. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun today.
It was a lot of fun today.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
And Weaver will deal. A ground ball to short. Volpe fields, throws to first, in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Win. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great contribution, as always.
There's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake. I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort, because this is crap. It's full of crap.
Philly fan.
Yeah.
Rough just, one. Wow.
I'm just going to go to AA.
The poor dog, too.
Yeah, the dog.
Dog got dissed.
I thought that was bad.
She dissed her dog.
We've got Marshall Harris with us. Marshall!
Happy to be here.
Looking good. Like that shirt.
Oh, appreciate that.
And he's with Dan Bernstein. Dan's with
us. Sounds a little sassy.
Sassy Dan.
Sassy.
Not Bossy sassy.
Dan. Bossy that, Dan. That, sassy. That Philly fan should be better off being a White Sox fan when the baseball itself kills your dog. So it's one thing. She just happened to have an unrelated dog death.
Did that happen this year? Did they have the dog day and all the dogs?
No, bad White Sox baseball kills dogs.
Okay.
You can't expose them to it.
Wow. It's like they're eating the dogs.
They're eating the pets. They're eating the geese.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Let's not.
Yeah. They had dog day on the day that they were supposed to.
Yes.
The schedule, they could have broken the record.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Dogs took the brunt of it.
Just got to be careful. You got to be careful. No, it happened to us.
Your dog died?
Yeah, because of bad White Sox baseball. Wow. That's what the vet said.
Are you making light of your dog's death?
I mean, what are you going to do?
That's cold.
Wow. What are you going to do? They don't live that long. It was 11 years old and, you know.
At least all dogs go to heaven, right?
Yeah, ours was kind of weird though, so I'm not sure.
Wow. Trying to put a positive spin on things.
She didn't even ruin the dog experience.
The man is bad-mouthing his dead dog.
Wow. No, she was fine. She was fine. Boy. I'm just like, dog ownership is probably not for me.
Yeah, apparently.
We dog sit. We had Maggie over yesterday.
Who's Maggie?
Maggie's our neighbor's dog, and we are like the grandparents who spoil Maggie. She comes over every other Wednesday, every other Tuesday night and Wednesday, and whenever they go on vacation, that's like our stepdog.
You have predetermined days of the week where you see the dog?
Maggie and their housekeeper don't get along.
So when the housekeeper comes?
In either direction.
That's
so, yeah, they don't like each other.
The housekeeper has bitten the dog?
It's mutual. It's
that's
mutual.
What I was picturing, actually.
So
when
they come over, they bring her over the night before, and she hangs out. And in our house, Maggie's allowed to be on the beds and the couches.
This is bad.
And that's not okay in her own house.
Yeah,
that's a bad precedent.
Well, no, but we spoil her. That's our job. We're like the grandparents.
But then you send her back, and she thinks she can do things that she can't do.
No, exactly. She just does. She does
she
on
knows.
When they walk her, she pulls toward our house sometimes.
Oh, because she likes the freedom that she experiences there.
Yes. So it's all good.
She wants on that bed.
Mm-hmm.
Which of your games yesterday was a favorite?
The Lindor moment. Like that, the Lindor moment, the sound his awareness for the moment he made contact,
yep.
and the fact that I absolutely adore him.
Yeah.
He's just so likable and fun and nice.
That was the fourth straight fastball he was thrown, right? Just saying. Maybe mix it up a little with Francisco Lindor.
And I also like the fact that people always talk about they start the season every year. Boy, the Dodgers have too many starting pitchers. How are the Dodgers going to manage? How are they going to keep everybody happy with all these starting pitchers? And then we always get to a point in the postseason where they have a bullpen game because they've run out of starting
pitchers.
Biggest
game of the year, they go out to the bullpen game, and it worked because Dylan Cease did not have it. They should not have brought him back in retrospect. Should not have brought him back.
But you don't know until you try. I mean, they're trying to put the finishing move on him.
Got a little greedy. Now it's up to Darvish. Friday night in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Should be fun.
Yeah. Tough challenge, though, winning there.
Yeah, that lineup, even with Freddie Freeman sitting and watching, that lineup is no fun if you're a pitcher.
How about the Tigers lineup? Can you name it? No.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I thought it was a cool moment when Schwarber came up, and there were guys on first and third, and they're down three, and it's like, is this going to happen? Oh, he struck out.
The first pitch was the one he should have swung at.
Yeah.
He really should have. Yeah. That's absolute fact. Right. He watched that thing go by, and he was probably thinking to himself, like, oh, that was it.
That was
I was asked, somebody upstairs, are you okay, Dad? I said, yeah. Why are you yelling? Because Kyle Schwarber didn't swing at the pitch he would have hit up 500 feet.
It's fun.
That's fair.
What? How are you handling all of the many varied issues that we have to deal with in this life?
The way you ended that question.
Well, we're going to turn our attention, I think, to the game. We're hopeful the Jacksonville Jaguars will be able to leave and get to the game because, you know, their flight was delayed because there's a hurricane. Who saw that coming? So we're going to have fun with the number one Bears fan in the UK. At least he says so. Noel Dowling, who is the host of the Irish NFL Show podcast. He has been covering all the events. He's a huge Bears fan, and he's going to give us some firsthand reporting of everything that's going on. Paul Charchian gets your fantasy team set 11:25. We have High Noon. We have Matt Bowen at noon. And Tim Jenkins had to move to today, so we will talk Caleb Williams and get into the film with him at 1.
Have a great show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.